I'm talking Cosmos or K101 or Pre or whatever. About my reality check back in 98 or whatever. Yeah. Walking there in the hills next to Golden Gate Bridge, looking out over that bridge and city there, and walking among the mountain lions. Well, at least there were signs warning of them. And being there alone, free now to choose, what do I actually believe in? Time for a reality check. And yes, it's sometimes good to do. So I can make one now, again. Maybe time for that. 27 years later. Do you really believe in God? That there is a personal God? Well, I can only say that the word believe is kind of an understatement. Yes, obviously. And how and why do you believe that? How can you be so sure, more than just believing? Well, I mean, I don't need here now to prove it to others, just to myself, right? It's because I have a relationship to God, which I realize more and more, step by step, has interfered with my life so many times. I mean, I would say throughout the entire adventure here, so clearly and obviously that it would be completely irrational and stupid to deny that or ignore that fact. But also philosophically, I am a conscious being, and I definitely 100% continue to exist after this body ceases to exist. Of that I am sure as anyone can be. And there are many others like me. I'm not the only one. So then either as a collective, the ultimate living beingness that exist. We are all rays from a one total and highest and full conscious being that exists. Well, the latter is the only thing that makes sense. So again, here we are. Almost 50 years ago, I had my first conversation with God and was kind of awestruck, surprised by the response and the personal relationship that then I found myself in. And if someone says that was imagination, that kind of thing makes someone become religious, well, thing is, it still stands, and that relationship, although still subtle, and yes, a bit less vivid as I would want it, is pretty much getting there. And has definitely lasted throughout these almost 50 years. Uninterrupted and ever increasing. In other words, this bhakti yoga path that I have been threading for that time is for real, it works. And to those who doubt that, well, this is just my testimony. So, yes, at that time, in 98 out there in San Francisco, the Bay Area, I was standing there and that, looking out over that bay and answering to myself and to God that, yes, first of all, God exists. Is Krishna God? Yep, Radha Krishna. Whatever names you prefer, but those are the names I prefer. Because they embody the most beautiful and wonderful form of God I could ever think of. Far beyond the form of just non-form oneness. Some people seem attracted to, but I never was. Although we are, of course, all one, because we're all rays of God. So there is a oneness, but there is a difference too. And that is a philosophical truth that has stood there as the pillars and foundation of my life and my entire worldview throughout this life since I learned it in my early 20s. And I say it is the truth, it's the reality, it's also, you can see it, it's here to see for everyone in the world the way it looks. So yep, I don't even ask myself that question much anymore. I'm busy with other things, trying to just do my service to Krishna, to Prabhupada, Bonitai. As much to their satisfaction as possible for the years I have left here, and of course, then, however, God, Krishna wants me to serve. Here I am, forever and ever. Phew. So that's the thing, that in this, you know, after Nishta comes Ruchi. So when you are convinced, when you kind of, it's not any more a thought in the mind or in the intellect, a churning of philosophical thesis and logic and reason. But it is reality. Then you start realizing what that reality actually means. How, and we read about these devotees of God, those who from this world get liberated and not only see the divine light, but the one who emits, the one who that light comes from, or the ones, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna. Parvati Shiva, that's the way they're all branches coming down to us. And even we in our twig lives out here in the microcosms of our own world, we live in that cosmos, we live in that world. We look for love, we come in couples. We have our rasas, our relationships, friends and parents and children. And servants and masters. So it's all there here. the reality, the truth, it's here. This is all God here, the presence. Krishna, here you are. Thank you for being here. And I just walk here back and forth in wonder and awe, just starting a little bit to realize what reality is, what is awaiting us when we wake up from this dream. Because that's what it is. Today I listened to, and I can recommend anyone to do that, I put links down here, to people giving their testimonies on their death experiences. And they all say that it, when they step out of this world, this Burloka, as it's called in India, just by coming outside of this, everything is peace, everything is love, everything is great, bright. And the most difficult thing for them was not dying, as they call it, but to come back again. To this flesh puppet, someone called it. And there is God. So it's not that God is so hidden away. First of all, the presence of God can be felt right here by all of us. If we just wake up a bit to reality. But we should also then be convinced that the day we step out of this, which all of those people near death experiences say, describe as being not too difficult experience after all. Mainly just fainting out of it, and there you are. Everything black, and then there is a light. And there you go, to the other world. The higher world, the more real world. That's how they also describe it. More real than this shadowy place. So yeah. I guess that's my answer. Now, what's your answer? Maybe we can, you know, there's a comment field here, and why not drop in at our little get together every. Which weekday is it? At 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever. 7. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.